Festival.
This week sees the grand opening of the 13th annual Febiofest Film Festival, a regular date in the diaries of the nation's film buffs. It starts in the capital Prague before moving on to Moravia, stopping off in Brno, Olomouc and Ostrava, before returning to Bohemia for shows in Liberec, Jihlava and Pardubice. There are 284 films being shown in this year's festival in various categories, from an Andy Warhol retrospective to a panorama of young European cinema. I've been finding out more from the festival organisers. Well, I've come to the busy offices of the Febiofest Film Festival in the centre of Prague, and with me is the spokesman, Pavel Slabky. Pavel, what's the single big idea behind this year's Febiofest?
Febiofest is always kind of travelling around the world because there are films from Asia, from South Africa, from, I don't know, USA, all European countries and so on. It's a festival of film. It's not a festival of stars or a festival of, I don't know, big ceremonies. It's a festival of film.
So it's a festival for the true film enthusiasts in this country.
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay. What are some of the films that are going to be shown this year?
Well, there are many films in many sections, so I would like to start with new cinema releases, which is kind of biggest section because of 40 films in it. And it's very interesting for our cinema goers because they buy a lot of tickets. Fernando Méries' film, The Constant Gardener.
Ah, The Constant Gardener. That's been a big hit in the States and in the rest of Europe, I believe.
Oscar-winning film for Rachel Weisz. I don't know if I pronounced the name the right way. It's one of the most famous films this year. I think some of the screenings are even sold out now at the moment. There is The Match Point, the new Woody Allen's film. There is Tbilisi Tbilisi, which is very special and very good Georgian film made for very long time. It has been shot like, I don't know, more than 10 years with nearly no money in Tbilisi, reflecting the harsh reality of today's Georgia. It's a kind of very informative but very cinematographic film because it's both reflecting today's Georgia and it's a kind of cinematographic tribute to classical European films, mainly Italian and French, and to all Georgian films.
And also you have a series of Andy Warhol films as well.
Yeah, these films are screened in Cinema Ponrepo, which is a main screening hall for National Film Archive, and it's very important tribute for us. This section is called Andy Warhol Presenting Films, because last year's there were screened films from National Film Archive, but these Andy Warhol's films are coming from USA because this tribute was made in cooperation with the Museum of Modern Art in New York.
Do you have any personal favourites of the films that are being shown this year? Any films that you personally are really looking forward to seeing?
I would like to see Tbilisi I was speaking about a few moments ago because I haven't seen it yet, but all the programmers here are quite speaking about it, so it's kind of a little buzz about it. There is a Perfect Couple, which is a Japan-French film, kind of intellectual hit, because Cahiers du Cinéma, the famous French magazine, wrote that this is the film of the year 2005. Nobuhiro Suwa is the name of the director. There are some Asian films which I like Marabito, which is film of famous horror, thriller and shocker director. There are new Kim Kiduk's films, which are very famous here in Czech Republic. Well, many more.
Right, so an awful lot to look forward to there. Most of the films are being shown at Prague's Village Cinemas in Andion. That's a big, modern multiplex. Was it difficult to persuade a multiplex like that to host a film festival? Because they're used to getting in huge audiences for big blockbusters, aren't they?
This is our second year in Village Cinema's multiplex. We are quite happy there because it's all we need in there. And we always can, I don't know, say them that there will be a full house, full of cinema goers.
So you can guarantee them a full house?
Yeah, quite for sure, because now at the moment, like 25,000 sold tickets at the moment. A lot of people coming just for a Fabio Fest Music Festival, which is right there in garage down there. A lot of, I don't know, sold food, a lot of articles written in the newspaper or in magazines.
So it gets a lot of coverage in the media then?
Yeah, I would say so, because it's the 13th year of the festival and it's more and more famous every year. And we had been 2 years ago in another multiplex, which wasn't that good for us.
Can a multiplex really offer the same atmosphere or the right atmosphere for a film festival, though? It doesn't have the same sort of classy atmosphere as, say, some of the older Art Deco cinemas in Prague.
Some of the cinemas maybe have a bigger atmosphere, but you can't screen 284 films in, I don't know, 7 or 8 cinemas all around the Prague. So you have to concentrate it on one place. And this multiplex is great because of not being part of some shopping center. It's just a cinema, some restaurants, and all the things you need. There is a press center. There is Gold Class Cinema for our guests, where press conferences with Claudia Cardinale and other famous guests are going to be. There is all you need, which you don't have anywhere else.
And there's also a very good sushi restaurant in the basement, I happen to know. Now, there are so many film festivals in the Czech Republic now. I mean, obviously, there's Karlovy Vary, that's the big international film festival. Fabio Fest follows One World, the film festival of documentary films we just had a few weeks ago, which pretty much sold out Lucerna, Svetozor. There's the summer film festival, Uherské Hradiště. There's even a festival of Bollywood films. Do you think there is such a thing as too many film festivals in a small country like the Czech Republic?
It's quite a lot of them, but people don't feel it like too much. They still go to cinema every year. Most of the festivals still grow because a lot of people coming, a lot of films coming. And maybe another reason is that the Czech distribution is still not that good to be enough for all the people in Prague.
Right, so this very much has something for everyone, you could say.
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay, well, Pavel, I know you're about to go into a very important meeting, and we're just a few hours before the festival starts, so I won't keep you. Pavel Sladký, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Pavel Sladký, press spokesman of Fabio Fest, speaking to me at the festival's headquarters near Wenceslas Square. If you're in Prague and fancy checking out some of the films, go to www.fabiofest.cz.